No, Mike, if they lose one game, they're totally out of the thing. There's no way around it. There'd have to be a ton of upsets for Notre Dame to get in with one loss. I don't think it would happen at all. But we appreciate your call to the Morning Blitz on Thursday, November the 8th. The Morning Blitz, as always, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, over 1,000 locations nationwide. Firehouse Subs, the hero of all subs. And, hey, let's just keep the mic train going, and we'll bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports based out in Las Vegas, and we'll take a look at tonight's action in the NFL and one of the college games. Mike Bernard, man, we've had a lot of Mikes call into the show this morning.
Popular name. I happen to agree with that caller named Mike that Notre Dame won loss and they're out.
Yep, no doubt about that. Let's jump right into the action tonight. The Panthers and the Steelers. Steelers 5-2-1. They're in first place in the AFC North. The Panthers are 6-2. They're a game behind the Saints in the NFC South, but they still control their own destiny there. We've got a game that's got a couple of big-name quarterbacks, of course, Cam Newton and Big Ben Roethlisberger. And both of these players have taken their teams to the Super Bowl. The difference is Ben has won the Super Bowls, and Cam has not, but his career is not over yet. He's still going to have a chance to get back and win one. Now, these two teams, the first time that they've met since 2014, the Steelers, they've won the last five in this series. The only time the Panthers beat the Steelers was way back in 1996.
Yeah, that might have been their initial year, either 96 or 95. So these teams don't play often, NFC and AFC, of course. Steelers, they've won their last four. They were struggling in the first month of the season. Carolina, they're on a good run. They've won three in a row. They've also won five of their last six games. Unlike some of these other primetime games, this should be a game worth watching, unlike that last Thursday night game that pitted two one-win teams.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to watching this game because, of course, we've got two big-name quarterbacks. They're all pros, but, you know, they're not the only stars on these teams. Each team has other quality skill players. Pittsburgh, wide receiver Antonio Brown. The Panthers, you've got running back Christian McCaffrey, and then Pittsburgh running back James Conner doing a great job filling in this year. Le'Veon Bell's not missed as near as much as he thought he was going to be. But, you know, those three guys and even more can make big plays. But one thing about Thursday night in Pittsburgh, it's no secret that Big Ben does not like these Thursday night games after a short week. But the last two times that he's played on Thursday night, he's thrown for seven touchdowns, no interceptions.
Yeah, it just made me think of Wimp Sanderson, always the old Alabama basketball coach who would always complain about how terrible his team was and how this he was put in these bad situations and they would always win. But Big Ben's comments about the short week tell me that Pittsburgh's a little banged up after that physical game in Baltimore. The Panthers, their opponent tonight, they've held opponents under 95 rushing five times this year. And if they stop James Conner in the run game, they have a shot to win this game, but they can't fall behind 17-0 like they did a couple of weeks ago in Philly. Cam brought them back in that, but it's going to be too much to do in Pittsburgh. Let's look at some trends in the game. The Steelers have covered four straight, but they've only covered two of their last nine home games, but the lines dropped, so they're only laying 3.5 as of this morning. These teams have met six times, as you mentioned earlier. Pittsburgh has won five of the six. They've covered five of the six. Pittsburgh tonight, I think they get the win. I'm not sure if I'll lay the 3.5 or 4 points.
Mike, before we get into the college football game we're going to preview tonight, and that's Wake Forest at number 14, North Carolina State. You were supposed to join us yesterday due to travel schedule. You were not able to. So we didn't get to talk about the rankings, but no drama there. Everything happened just as we would thought. LSU dropped several spots. Everybody else just clicked up one notch.
That's right. The rankings, no surprises there. Each week, I always like to compare the committee rankings to what casino odds makers have. And actually, they have the same exact 10 teams, but there's a couple of teams that have different spots. But for the most part, it matches the odds makers' view.
All right. We mentioned earlier that Wake Forest is going to Raleigh, to take on number 14 North Carolina State in tonight's Thursday night college football game. Both of these teams are out of contention as far as the conference championship goes. Wake's 4-5. They're just trying to get to 6 wins and get to a bowl game. North Carolina State, they started out 5-0, looked real strong, went down to Clemson. Now they're sitting at 6-2.
Yeah, Wake Forest having a tough year. Coach, last year they had wins over NC State, Texas A&M, Syracuse, and Boston College. But this year, I can't find a single quality win on their schedule.
Yeah, they've beaten Rice, Louisville. There have been times where Louisville would be a quality win, but not this year. Tulane, and it took overtime to beat the Green Wave, and then Towson State. Of their 5 losses, all but one were 17 points or more. Just not a good year for the Demon Deeks, and I don't think it's going to get any better tonight when they take on North Carolina State.
Yeah, the Wolfpack's favored by around 18 points, and Wake, they're bad straight up. They're bad against the spread. They've only covered 2 of their last 11 games, and history is against them Thursday night as well. The home team has covered 18 of the last 22 in the series, and NC State's covered 5 straight over the Deacons when they play in Raleigh.
Okay, Mike, we appreciate your time as always. We're going to have you back tomorrow. It's going to be time for Inside the Numbers on GameDaySportsRadio.com. That'll be tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll take a break. We'll be right back at GameDaySportsRadio.com.